All right, let's jump right in. Today we're going to be exploring, the world of online subcultures
Okay.
and specifically looking at posts from a forum called Midjidokchan.
All right.
Now, Midjidokchan, it's not your average forum. It's what's called an all-chan, which basically means it's known for being, how should I say, a little less filtered than your usual online communities.
I see.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight-knit group, less than 20 active users, and we've got posts spanning from January 10th to the 13th of this year.
Fascinating.
It's crazy how much you can learn about a community just from a handful of posts, you know?
Yeah, it's like a digital window into their world.
Totally. And what's really interesting is the range of stuff they talk about. You've got these heated debates about art and music, but then also like these really personal glimpses into their lives.
That's what I love about these deep dives. You never know what you're going to find.
Exactly. It's like a digital tapestry woven with like intellectual discussions, inside jokes, you know, and even moments of like real vulnerability.
So, are we basically like digital anthropologists then?
Haha. Yeah, I guess you could say that. We're studying this little online tribe, trying to understand their rituals, their language, their whole culture.
I'm game. So, where do we start with this Medjidochen group?
Well, let's meet some of the key players, the regulars, you know. We've got Marzipan, a serious music buff, like really into analyzing different genres and stuff.
Oh, interesting. What kind of music are we talking?
Everything from classic rock to I think it was Japanese noise music.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty eclectic taste.
Wow. Okay. So, like a real music aficionado.
Exactly. They're always posting these like deep dives into different artists, you know, and kind of sparking debates about like artistic merit and stuff.
Sounds like a lively
Oh
bunch.
yeah, for sure. Then you've got Mom, who's kind of the joker of the group, always cracking jokes, you know.
Oh, the class clown.
Yeah, kind of, but online, you know. And they've got this thing about lore jokes, which I'm still trying to figure out.
Lore jokes. What's the lore stand for?
That's the thing. I don't know. I think it's like an inside joke, maybe specific to their little community.
Yeah, probably some kind of shared knowledge, you know, like their own little language.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's kind of cool how online groups develop their own way of communicating, you know?
Definitely. It's like how slang evolves, but online it happens so much faster.
Right. It's like their own little digital dialect.
So who else hangs out in this digital space?
Well, there's Arena Fag. They seem to be pretty introspective, you know, always starting conversations about like philosophy and their own personal
Old
experiences.
deep stuff.
Yeah, for real. Like they posted about spending a Saturday alone and it turned into this whole discussion about like what even is fun, you know?
Wow, existential.
Totally. But it shows that there's like a real human side to this forum too, you know?
It's not all memes and jokes then.
No, definitely not. They get real sometimes, you know? Like
Yeah.
OMT, another user, posts a lot about being stressed about college applications and like the whole future thing.
Yeah, college apps are a nightmare.
Tell me about it. But it's interesting how they're like so open about it online, you know?
Makes you wonder if the anonymity makes it easier to be honest, you know?
Oh, for sure. Like maybe they feel more comfortable sharing things they wouldn't necessarily say in person, you know?
Interesting thought.
Yeah, it's like this weird paradox of online life, right?
Totally. Anonymity as a catalyst for authenticity. Who'd have thought?
Okay, so then we've got Melax, who seems to be one of the moderators of the forum.
The one keeping everyone in check.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're not afraid to like lay down the law, you know. There was this whole incident where they banned a user and it sparked this like huge debate about whether the rules were clear enough and if MX was being too, I don't know, too strict.
Ah, the classic moderation dilemma. Every online community faces it.
It's like, how do you keep things from getting like totally out of control without, you know, stifling the whole vibe of the forum?
Exactly. It's a tough balance to strike it.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it makes it even more fascinating to like try and understand their dynamics, you know?
Absolutely. It's like a microcosm of online society with all its complexities.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what else we can uncover about them, you know? Like what makes them tick, what they care about, what they argue about. It's all there in the posts, just waiting to be decoded.
I'm ready to decode. Lead the way.
You know, it's funny, for an alt-chen, they sure do spend a lot of time talking about music and art.
Yeah, they're definitely passionate about it. I was really impressed with some of their
Me
analyses.
too. Like, it's not just surface level stuff. They go deep.
Yeah, like remember that whole thread about the Beatles?
Well, yeah, where someone called them, what was it? A trivial band.
Right. And it wasn't just like a throwaway comment either. They posted this whole copy pasta thing, really laying into their
I
music.
know. It was brutal. But it led to such an interesting conversation. Like, what makes a band or an artist important, you know?
Totally. Is it about complexity, cultural impact, or just plain personal preference?
Right. And it's cool how Midgeticon, like in their own chaotic way, they're actually engaging with these like big questions about art.
Yeah, it's like a philosophy seminar disguised as an online forum full of memes.
Exactly. But speaking of getting deep, did you see those posts from OMT about college applications?
Oh, yeah, poor guy. Sounds like he's really stressing out.
I know it's like palpable, the anxiety in those posts.
It kind of makes you wonder, is it easier to be vulnerable online? Like when you're hiding behind a username?
Yeah, maybe there's less fear of judgment, you know? Like they can just let it all out.
Right. And maybe that's why online communities can be so powerful. Like they offer this space for genuine connection and support.
Yeah, and it's not always about like deep stuff either. Sometimes it's just about shared experiences, you know?
Like finding humor in everyday things.
Exactly. Like, remember Rainy FEG posting about their boring Saturday and how it turned into this discussion about what fun even means?
Oh yeah, that was great. It shows that even in this like kind of weird corner of the internet, they're still looking for connection, you know, like wanting to understand each other better.
Yeah. And sometimes that connection comes from the most random stuff, like the girls in Texas have fat asses thing.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. I still don't know where it came from, but it became like their
Oh,
catchphrase.
no, right? It started as like one random comment and then bam, instant inside joke.
And it's a reminder that every online community develops its own language, right? Like their own slang and
Yeah,
references.
it's like their secret code. And you know what else is cool? How they use visuals too, not just text.
Oh yeah, the stickers, like the one with what was his name, Rosto Lalandini.
Yeah, Rosto. I think it's some kind of Homestuck thing, but they made it their own.
It's cool how they're like creating their own little visual language on top of everything else.
I know. It's like Midgeticon is more than just a forum. It's like a whole world they've built,
Yeah.
you know, with its own rules, language, and even art.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not all just fun and games either.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Remember that thread about the George Floyd incident?
Yeah, things got pretty serious there.
It shows that even in this, like, seemingly isolated online community, they're still grappling with, you know, the real world.
Absolutely. And I think it speaks to the power of online spaces to like facilitate difficult conversations.
Right. Like maybe anonymity allows people to be more honest about their feelings about sensitive topics.
And you know, that brings us back to moderation because that George Floyd thread got pretty heated, right?
Yeah, and I think it highlights how tough it is to moderate these kinds of communities.
It's a tightrope walk, for sure, trying to balance free speech with creating a safe space.
I think Medjidokan, for the most part, they're doing all right, but there are definitely some bumps along the way.
Like that whole thing with MAX banning someone
Yeah.
and then getting called out for not having clear rules.
Yeah, exactly. It's a learning process, I guess, both for the moderators and the users.
It's a good reminder that online communities, they're always evolving.
Always changing, always adapting. And that's what makes it so fascinating to study them. Man, it's wild how much we've learned about this little online community just from a few days of posts. It really is a microcosm of like internet culture as a whole.
Yeah, and even beyond that, I think we've touched on some pretty big social issues too.
Totally. It's a reminder that online spaces are like deeply connected to the real world.
Absolutely. They're not just these isolated bubbles, you know. People bring their experiences, their beliefs, their whole selves online.
Right. And sometimes that leads to some really thought-provoking conversations.
Like, I was genuinely impressed with how much they were getting into like philosophy and stuff. Remember that whole thing about narrative dependency?
Oh, yeah, marzipan's theory. That was
It
deep.
really made you think about like the expectations we have as consumers of stories.
It's true. Like when you invest time in a book or a movie, you kind of expect it to, you know, make sense in the end.
Right, like there needs to be some kind of resolution or at least a feeling that the journey was worth it.
And I wonder how that, like, that idea of narrative structure, how it changes in online spaces, you know?
That's a good point. The internet is all about like fragmented information, multiple threads, quick bursts of content.
Maybe that's why we're seeing new forms of storytelling emerge, like ones that don't necessarily follow the traditional rules.
Yeah, it's fascinating to think about how these online communities might be shaping the future of narrative.
And, while they're exploring these big ideas, they're also not afraid to, like, get into the messy stuff, too. Like that whole wife's boyfriend meme
Oh,
thing.
yeah, that one got a little uncomfortable.
It definitely pushed some buttons, but it also sparked a conversation about, like, racial stereotypes and how humor can be, problematic.
It's a reminder that we have to be mindful, even when we're just like goofing off online.
Totally. And it goes back to that constant struggle of, like, how do you encourage open discussion without letting things spiral out of control?
Right. It's all about finding that balance. And I think overall, Mejidochan seems to be doing a decent job of it.
Yeah, they're not perfect, but it feels like they're trying to create a space where, people can be themselves, share their thoughts, even if it gets a little messy sometimes.
And that's what makes these communities so interesting, right? They're constantly evolving, figuring things out as they go.
It's like watching a social experiment unfold in real time.
And it makes you realize that Mejidokan is just one tiny example of like the vast world of online communities out there.
Right. There are so many other groups, each with their own unique culture and dynamics.
It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. This whole other universe of human interaction happening right beneath our fingertips.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to keep exploring.
Me too. There's always something new to discover online. And, who knows what kind of deep dive we'll go on next.
Until then, keep those digital antenna up, folks. There's a whole world out there waiting to be explored.